What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Javier, host of the Dust Life podcast. Welcome to the show. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm sitting down with my doctor, Dr. Sarah Lemmy, which takes care of me. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for coming on my show. I wanted to bring you on the show just to talk to the guys about what you do and how it could be beneficial to everyone in my industry.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here today. This is a topic, obviously, I'm very passionate about. So I'm really looking forward to see what we can talk about.
And so, by the way, what kind of doctor are you? Because there's like a bazillion kinds of doctors.
There are a bazillion kind of doctors. So I am an acupuncturist and Eastern medicine doctor.
And what does that mean for those that don't know?
Right. So in our, I guess, in the United States, we mainly go to what we call Western medical doctors, MDs. They tend to practice either what's called general care or they have a specialty. What I do, it's a whole different medical model. So there's things called Chinese medicine, which is what I specialize in. It falls under Eastern medicine, which I also practice. And it's another model of medicine, like I just said, but it looks at the whole person. So there's not really specialties in Chinese or Eastern medicine. We're looking at every part, every organ of the person together. And acupuncture, that's just one of the therapies that's included under Eastern medicine.
So it's basically a holistic approach to someone's well-being.
Absolutely.
And not only with their body, but with their like body, mind, and spirit.
Exactly.
Would that be correct?
Yes. Head on the nail. It's a holistic individual approach to health and mind, body, spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm familiar with it because I was introduced to you through a group that you and I were in, that you're still in, but that,
yes, sir,
unfortunately, I'm no longer a group member because I made some changes in my life.
Yeah. You're just too busy these days. So
yeah. But anyway, for you guys that have never been to an acupuncturist or someone who practices Eastern medicine, I will give you guys my testimony because for a long time, I was going to regular MDs. And, you know, no offense against, you know, regular doctors here in the United States. I mean, I think that everybody serves their purpose. But for me in particular, when I found Sarah and when I got to sit down with her and explain to her some of the things that were happening in my life, not only with my body, but also emotionally and spiritually and all that good stuff. Sarah took that holistic approach with me and she helped me with acupuncture and also with herbal remedies that did a lot for me that had not been done through visiting a bunch of other doctors through, you know, probably months of searching for doctors from weird symptoms that I was having. And Sarah finally was able to help me. And so one thing I wanted to let you guys know of is that it definitely helps. It's not voodoo and it's not fake or anything like that. And I did want to say that I really appreciate all your help and taking care of me, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So as far as for like blue collar, yep, for blue collar guys, for you know, us guys that are working really hard on a daily basis, we have a very like physically demanding jobs,
yeah.
Whether it's a hardwood floor guy, roofer, carpenter, whatever, everybody working with their body.
Mm-hmm.
How can acupuncture help with that sort of, you know, lifestyle?
Absolutely. So acupuncture, as we mentioned before, it's a holistic, individualized medicine. So it's going to look at the person themselves to figure out what is the best treatment or care for them. In some ways, I guess you just brought up, right? It's physically demanding. So I bet you guys have a lot of knee pain. I bet you have a lot of low back pain. What's really good is that acupuncture, I think it's most recognized for its ability to manage pain, if not get rid of it. In fact, in a 2016 study from the National Institutes of Health, it was determined that acupuncture is the number one treatment for low back pain as well as for knee pain. So basically the typical aches and pains you might have, the stress you might have, right, from trying to get from one job to another, contracting deals, those sorts of things, maybe some anxiety, maybe some sleep issues, acupuncture can help, right? It's going to figure out based on your symptoms, based on your health history, based on your tongue and some other diagnostic tools, what's going on, what we think is the root cause of your issues, even if it is something as simple as, you know, you're on your knees all day, right? To, I guess, kind of construct a treatment plan, whether it's using acupuncture or herbs to get rid of it, to make you feel like you're healthy and well.
And how exactly does it work in layman's terms without like going into all the technical stuff? Like just for guys that just are swinging hammers, most of us are Neanderthals. So you can probably explain it to us in a really, really simple way for us to understand.
Yeah, let me explain it to you. I'm going to use acupuncture as an example, I think, because that's the most common treatment people would receive if they were getting Eastern medicine. So acupuncture, right, it's the use of these really teeny tiny filiform needles. And by inserting them on particular points on the body, acupuncture points, it starts this reaction in the brain, right? It sends signals to the brain that, hey, something's going on. We need to respond. So again, depending on where we put them, that's going to get different chemicals, hormones, neurotransmitters, you know, those things that kind of help us feel happy, that help to reduce inflammation, that help to repair our cells, our tendons, our ligaments. It's going to get the production of those sorts of things going. And then by helping our circulation, it's going to get them to where they need to go.
And so for someone who's new to it, if they decided to go to an acupuncturist, how long does it usually take to see the benefits? And I'm sure that's, you know, subjective to the, you know, individual. I'm sure everyone is different, but in on average, like how soon is someone able to see results from going and visiting an acupuncturist and also taking, you know, herbal Chinese medicine?
Right. So it's my goal that you feel some sort of relief within the first treatment, even if that relief is something different than what you came in for, right? I think some people are able to find relief from pain immediately. Usually the more active or recent, you know, the injury or the pain, the quicker we're able to kind of deal with it versus, you know, like a chronic pain that you've let linger. But sometimes the thing I think that people notice first is they feel more at ease. They feel more relaxed. So even if they still have that knee pain or that low back pain, it's like, something just feels better in general, or I can't really put a finger on it, but I feel good. Usually we recommend 4 to 6 treatments, coming 1 to 2 times a week if they can. I understand people are busy, so come once a week. Maybe we talk about your diet, maybe throw in some herbs. And eventually we want to get to the point where I don't have to see you. You know, your body's taken over. It's back to where it was when I was feeling good.
And like after those 4 to 6 treatments, if somebody were to come in back to back, or let's say how often would they come in? I know that I was visiting you twice a week. I mean, if somebody wants to come in for 5 or 6 visits, would you recommend they come in 5 or 6 times, like back to back every single day, or, you know, 2 or 3 times a week?
They can. It really depends on your schedule. So ideally, when you first start having a pain, right? Let's say you pull a tendon or something when you're standing up too quickly, right? You've got something aching in your calf, your knee. I would say ideally come to me that day or the next day. And then I would like to see you maybe 2 or 3 days in a row so we could really help get that inflammation out of the area so we could really help your body heal anything that you might have torn or strained. If it's something chronic, right? When you came to see me, you've had some aches and pains going on for a while, right?
Long time.
Which is why we kind of did a few more treatments than like someone who's maybe had something a little less chronic going on. We would have you in the acute stage first. So again, so whether it's chronic or it's an active pain, you come in, I want to see you a couple of times consistently. The closer together, the sooner you're more likely to see results. And then as you continue to get better, we're going to start spacing treatments out further and further. So it's kind of like we get into a maintenance phase, right? It's kind of like with your car, right? You take it to the shop, you make sure everything's okay. But every now and then, you still got to take it in, make sure it's working like it's supposed to, right? Or inspections, right? Mm-hmm. We're inspecting it, making sure everything's still good. Maybe something else has come up, we can address it then. And then eventually, maybe 2 or 3 times a year, just see how you're doing, making sure the body's still working like it's supposed to.
It's kind of like a maintenance protocol just to make sure everything is good and seeing how you're feeling.
Exactly. So a great practitioner has no patients, they like to say, right? Because we're able to get the patient to a place where their body's able to adapt and to return, you know, to that state of well-being.
Mm-hmm. And for someone like me, so I neglected my body for a really long time. I'm 37 years old now, and I've been working, you know, hard labor since I was probably, I don't know, like 17 or 18 years old with little breaks in between. And especially during my 20s and my early 30s, I always had this mindset of kind of being invincible, I guess. I thought I was never going to like break down.
Right.
And until my mid 30s, that's when I started feeling the, you know, I started feeling the effects of all the hard work. It really started wearing me down. So now, like, I had to come in to you and do like this kind of like heavy treatment. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend for younger guys that are getting into trades? You know, would you recommend them coming to an acupuncturist or an Eastern roots, you know, doctor once in a while for maintenance? Or, you know, it's got, like, I gave you an analogy yesterday when we were talking, having a conversation.
Right. Could you actually share that with the guys, whoever's listening? I thought it was fantastic what you said.
Yeah. So the analogy that I gave Sarah was, I was like, you know, when you buy a brand new car and you, like, for instance, if you go out and you buy a Toyota Tacoma, that's like one of the best trucks ever, right?
Oh, well, that's another conversation.
Yeah, well, I like that truck. But anyway, if you get a brand new Toyota, and Toyotas are known to run for a very long time, you can put a lot of miles on a Toyota, right? That's what they're known for. If you change the oil consistently and you change the timing belt and you take it into the shop the way it's supposed to, and you're, you know, taking care of it, you know, say you bought it in 2000, that car will last you for a really long time. You can probably put 400,000, 500,000 miles on that car, maybe even more. If you get a Toyota, which are known for, you know, getting all these miles on them, but you don't take care of it at all, and then you start taking care of it after you never change the oil, once it's already got 250,000 miles, then you end up in my situation. Then it's kind of like, it's harder to fix the foundation. It's more like trying to put a Band-Aid over a gaping wound, which I'm not trying to say that what you've done hasn't helped me, which you have definitely helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just harder to get to back to the point where
yes.
you could have been if you would have been maintaining.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely makes sense. And that's why, yes, you know, acupuncture, Eastern medicine, it can help address your symptoms. And sometimes it can help to address the root cause of those symptoms. But I think that acupuncture is most effectively used preventively. So before those costly health issues pop up, that's when you should come to see me, right? When you have these minor issues, right? These little aches and pains that kind of come and go, that's when you need to come in and see what's going on. It's because these minor health concerns, they can interfere with or even overshadow other aspects of your life, right? And like you're saying, you want to take care of something as you go along, right? The truck or your body, you don't want to wait for the lights to start going off. You don't want to wait, you know, for you to be stranded on the side of the road before you see what's going on. Because at that point, not only are you going to have more that you have to take care of, right? There's multiple organs or multiple parts affected at that point, but it's going to be more costly for you. So if you come in preventively, it's easier to take out then and there. There's less things that we need to look at. And even though, yes, you're paying for treatment there, it is more cost effective in the long run if you take care or take part in preventative care.
Right. And so for someone that was going to come and visit you, what would they be expecting during a session? How long does a session usually last? Does it hurt? Because, you know, a lot of people don't know right. about it. They've seen it, you know, whether it's been a post or on TV or something like that. And there's needles involved. I'm personally not afraid of needles because I got tattoos all over my body. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of guys that are kind of, you know, a little bit, you know, on the fence about going to acupuncturists because of the needles and because of the concern of the pain.
Oh, absolutely. I think needles are probably the most intimidating aspect of my medicine. And one of the main reasons that people don't come to see me, because they're like, oh, what are you going to do? You know, poke me with these needles. And it's like, well, yes. And, you know, 15 of my needles can fit into the opening of a hypodermic needle. You know, those needles you get a vaccine with, right?
Right.
Those ones kind of ache. Yeah. 15 of my needles can go into the opening of that one. So they are that small. But that's just one part. And that's a very short part, the insertion. But before we even get to the needles, we're going to sit you down, and something that you're probably not used to doing with your doctor or someone else is we're going to have a really thorough health history, right? We're going to have a health history, a social history. You know, I want to know not just what's going on right now, but I want to know, how were you when you were younger? Did you have any trauma, any accidents, any injuries, those sorts of things? Why? Because this is all related, right? What you did back in the day, right? For you, maybe you had like a motocross accident, a couple of them?
I had a few of those.
Right? So yeah, it's like you've got inflammation still sitting in your body.
Right. From the impact that yeah. kind of never went away.
Exactly. So something that's already there, if something's already inflamed or I don't want to say broken, but it's not working productively, that's going to impact what's going on now, but it's also going to impact how effective our treatment is and if I need to give you other, recommendations. So we're going to go through about a 30, 45 minute health history intake, as I like to say. Then I'm going to let you know, do you have any questions, right? Because for most people, I think 80% of people who see me, this is their first time with a Chinese medicine practitioner or someone who's using acupuncture. I show them the needles. I say, hey, here it is. I liken it to being bit by a mosquito, right? It's a quick, fleeting pinch, right? Some parts of the body more sensitive than others, but once it's in, it should not hurt. It should not sting, zing. If it does, then I did a bad job. And I would like to think that, you know, after like 8 years of school, that I'm okay. I'm okay with the insertion of the needles. And then again, once they're in, some people find it so relaxing that they actually fall asleep on the table. And that's the treatment. I put the needles in.
I do all the time.
Yeah. You've maybe fallen asleep a few times. But yeah, I put the needles in. I put a little warming lamp on. I lower the lights. I step out, give you your space. And then I come back in about half an hour later. And that's it. So I say the first treatment's about an hour and a half. Follow-ups are about 45 minutes. And then again, based on what's going on, that's going to dictate, you know, how often I would recommend you see me.
Right. And the entire treatment isn't just you inserting needles into somebody's body. That's just a very small portion of the treatment.
Exactly.
You insert the needles and then you leave the room,
right,
and you leave us in a comfortable position where we're not like hurting or anything like that. We have some time to relax,
right,
and have time for the needles to do their job, which is basically stimulating the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's doing?
Yeah. So yeah, the majority of the time is actually communication, right, between me and you or me and the patient, right? Because I want you to feel like we have a collaboration going on between, you know, you and me and your health, right? I want you to feel as comfortable as possible. And then that's why we talk every time you come. I put the needles in. That takes maybe about 5 minutes. I make sure you're comfortable. Are you warm enough? Make sure nothing's hurting, you know? I have some good music going in the background. This is your time to focus on yourself. I don't care if you sleep. I don't care if you're thinking. It doesn't matter. The needles are working. And like you said, because there are these foreign objects, the body's going to respond, right? So it's kind of like they're sending these messages to your nervous system, right? Your main nervous system up the spinal column to your brain and telling your brain, hey, this needs some focus or this needs to be looked at. Let's go take a look at it.
I gotcha. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us a little bit about cupping? Because that's something else that you do for me. And I think that a lot of guys don't know about cupping.
I absolutely can. I think cupping is one of my favorite tools of the trade. I don't think it's utilized as much as it should be. So cupping, it's kind of what it sounds like, right? We take like a cup. There's different methods of cupping. I usually use like a glass or a plastic cup with a kind of like a suction gun. Basically, what cupping does, it's non-invasive. I put the cup on an area of your body that's having pain. Maybe you have poor circulation, right? Usually, it's used for pain, right? Let's say you got a mid-back pain or shoulder pain, right? So I'm going to put some cups on your shoulders. I'm going to create a suction. And this suction is going to help relieve the pain in different ways. First of all, the suction is going to kind of open the pores, which is going to pull the blood vessels up. This means that your blood's going to circulate better, right? So if you have any inflammation in the area, the blood vessels are going to carry the inflammation out and carry oxygen in. That's how the feeling of pain is relieved. Now, in terms of the actual tightness that might be there or causing the pain, it kind of, the suction creates kind of like a breathing room for everything, right? The skin, the muscles, the tendons, they all kind of get to relax, have a little bit more room. I really think that anyone who's having pain, in addition to the acupuncture, should definitely try cupping. Yes, it looks even weirder than the needles, but again, it's not invasive. It does not go into your skin. It really is effective. I have a cupping set at home. I use them myself all the time. I get a lot of neck pain, right? Because I'm bending over, putting needles in people. Love it.
Yeah. And it doesn't hurt, by the way.
No, I think it feels fabulous.
Feels kind of like a massage.
Yeah. And that's what it is. It's like a stationary deep tissue massage or a sports massage. So it's, again, it's really good for people who have a lot of tightness, right? Or pain or inflammation in the area. It really gets things moving.
Right. So you went to school for how many years to become a doctor?
Like 7 or 8 years. To go to school, you have to have, you know, a bachelor's degree. And then at my school, I went up to school in Laurel, Maryland. So I went into the Master's of Acupuncture program, which ended up being like about 4.5 year program for myself, because in addition to the schooling, you have to have a couple hundred hours of clinic, right? And then in addition to that, you also have to have a couple hundred hours of like a community service sort of acupuncture, right? And then, so basically it's like a 4.5 year master's degree. And then while I was finishing up the master's program, I decided, hey, I really should be the best that I can be. And then I got my doctorate in acupuncture, which was an additional couple of years. And that's really about kind of fine tuning everything. It has more clinic hours, right? You have to do sort of kind of like a residency, right? Like that MDs in the United States would do.
Right.
Because they really want to make sure you're good at what you're doing, right? They don't want to send you out just poking needles in people. So I think there's a lot more education to acupuncture and Eastern medicine than people realize. It was a lot lengthier of a program than the one I did for politics, which was actually what I was into before I became an acupuncturist. Because I was only like a 2-year master's degree. So they want to make sure that you are capable, ethical, and just cognizant enough to know what you're doing. Because it is invasive, right? We are putting needles in people. So they want to make sure that you really do have a grasp on what you're doing.
Right. So it's not like if somebody's going to go to an acupuncturist, it's not like going out to some, you know, witch doctor and some, you know, shady neighborhood, and they lay you down on their dirty rug in their living room. I mean, this is like legit stuff, right?
Yes. Yes. That is if you go to see a licensed acupuncturist, right? You want to make sure that they are licensed in the state that they are practicing in.
Right.
So if you were to go look me up, you would find me under the Virginia Board of Medicine, that I have a license. I also have a national certification by a certifying agency. And as well, I was certified by the Maryland Board of Acupuncture too. So again, it's like going to, you know, choosing who your primary care doctor is, right? You just want to make sure that they have the education, they have the certification, that they're actively licensed, right? And I think if you do that, yeah, it's not going to be, if anything, it's just a nap time, right? I think that's kind of like the low bar. If you don't get anything from it, it's time to take off. It's like a 30-minute nap, right? But the most you can get from it, right? We can take care of your pain and let you be productive and get back to working.
And stress.
Yes. So I would actually say, yeah, I think acupuncture and stress being one of the main reasons that I turned to acupuncture in the first place myself, because it sends signals to your nervous system, right? And we know the nervous system controls whether you're relaxed or stressed. It kind of turns the stress off and it helps your body adapt to stress better. So some people get tight shoulders. Some people get insomnia or they can't sleep when they're stressed, right? Some people get a little angry, a little easily. It helps us not have that. It helps our body stay in the state of relaxation for a little bit longer than it normally would. I found myself when I moved to Northern Virginia, I was like, this is not a country atmosphere that I'm used to.
Yeah, because you grew up where? Outside of Richmond in a rural area, right?
Yeah, I grew up outside of Richmond in Montpelier. So that was not a stressful area. I came to Northern Virginia. I am a little country. So in this area, everyone is always on the move, right? They're always doing this, doing that. Like, what can we go on to next? And I'm like, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a very high
stress environment for the body. Yeah. For the body to have to adapt that quickly and constantly be in a state of being quote unquote on, you got to do something about that. Even right now, being able to manage your stress, right, during this pandemic, it's crazy, but it's one of the most important things you can do. And that's kind of why I like acupuncture and herbs. They help your body regulate your stress.
Right. So quick question. Yes. So now that everything is going on, how are you taking care of the patients that you're seeing right now? Like, right, what precautions are you taking? And if anybody did want to go to an acupuncturist right now, what questions would they be wanting to ask their acupuncturist as far as like the precautions that are being taken due to the ongoing virus?
Right. So first and foremost, you want to make sure that they're a licensed acupuncturist, right? And for me, I'm not currently taking new patients right now, although I hope to be taking new patients in June. But for my former or current patients, I am still seeing them. However, it's on a limited basis, because I do want to keep everyone's safety and health as my number one priority. So what I'm doing is I'm limiting my work hours and I'm limiting the amount of people that can come into my clinic each day. For example, I had 2 patients today. They did not overlap. Neither one of them sat in the lobby. They came in. I'm requiring everyone to wear a face mask as soon as they come in and to keep it on throughout the treatment. I'm also wearing a face mask. It's for each other's safety, right? And then they wash their hands. We go back to the treatment room. Obviously, I'm still going to check on them. I'm still going to make sure they're as comfortable as possible, right? I'm just a lot more cognizant. A good practitioner is already going to be keeping the place clean, right? We're supposed to be making or treating everyone like maybe they have, they have like a bloodborne pathogen. So we should be cleaning between each patient. We should be wiping down. I'm just, maybe using stronger, right? Just bleaching the heck out of everything. And again, just making sure no one overlaps. We don't, following all the rules that we're given. I think the last thing that I would want is that someone to get sick. And so I'm only operating as long as I know that that doesn't happen. And I think that that's what, if you do have an acupuncturist, that's when, or if you know another medical practitioner, whoever it is that you want to go to, make sure that they're taking those precautions, right? Make sure that they're wearing their protective equipment. Make sure that they have protective equipment for you to wear as well. And that you're not just waiting in the lobby with other people hanging out. Ask them what they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm also, something else you might want to check out too is just people are offering online consults. So even if you're not a patient or even if you don't want herbs, it's just, A, good to be in touch with somebody, but B, is also good to talk about things that you can do for yourself at home to keep you healthy, whether it's vitamins or food or breathing, just because A, it will keep you healthy, but B, just even talking with someone can really give you some support.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's very good insight. So just real quick, so why did you decide to take on the acupuncture and the Chinese medicine route versus becoming a regular, Western doctor, if that's what you want to call them, because it takes the same amount of time and I'm assuming it takes the same amount of effort. What was it that happened in your life that you decided that this was a better route and that this worked, better for you and right, that you thought that it was going to bring more value to your future patients?
So I think I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I originally moved up to Northern Virginia area to pursue politics. I was going to get my master's in public policy. I was working as a constituent liaison for one of the local senators. I realized before I came to the area that I really didn't have anything going on, right? But all of a sudden, it's like, something's off. Like, I wasn't sleeping. Every few days, I was feeling like I was going to throw up. I was going to faint. I thought I was dying. I had no idea what was happening to me. I started having allergy symptoms. And at that time, I went to my doctor. They didn't know. They referred me out to specialists who, one was looking at my brain, one was looking at my heart, others were looking at my kidneys and my liver. And they're like, we don't know. Take some pills, right? Here's some Clonopin. It'll knock your brain out at night so you can sleep. I was like, okay. So I spent all this money. No one has an answer for me. What's going on? I ended up seeing a functional medicine doctor who said we could run more tests, but everything's going to come back inconclusive, right? Or even normal, right? Because we're looking at different parts of you. But that doesn't mean that your body's healthy or happy. He's like, your body's not happy. Why? And I had to take a step back and realize, okay, what is going on? And I realized, A, I was stressed. And then B, I didn't want to be in politics. I'm just not cut out for it. But I did decide that, I want to help other people feel good. I want them to feel that they're healthy too. So with that said, I was like, okay, so what can I do, right? I think because I was already, 24? So to go back to Western medical school, I would be a little old. And B, again, it's not what I wanted to do. I don't want to look at parts of a person. I want to look at the whole pieces to put things together because that's how you figure out what's going on. And it just so happened when I did a search in the DMV area, the only accredited program was acupuncture. I had no idea what acupuncture was, but here I am, 10 years later.
Well, thank you for being here because you helped me a lot and I really appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you. I'm just appreciative that, you trusted me enough to work with you. And again, I think anyone who comes through these doors, I appreciate the fact that they're okay. This is something a little different. But I'm going to trust you. Let's see what we can get done.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your insight. Do you have anything to close us out with? A thought? A quote?
I just some thoughts. I think a lot of people tend to think that their greatest asset is their wealth or maybe their status in their job. And I would just ask that you rethink that, because if you don't have your health, then eventually you're not going to have that job. You're not going to have that wealth. It's going to be used going back to take care of your health. So take care of your health as your greatest asset, and everything else will come into play as it should.
Yeah. And even if you do have all that wealth, if you don't have your health, you can't enjoy it anyway.
No, you can't enjoy it. I mean,
it's irrelevant.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, take care of yourself now so you can enjoy, you know, all that you've worked hard for later. I think that's what I would really try to drive home for everyone.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. And I'll see you soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.